Welcome to the Fitness and Finance Podcast with Jeff Smith from The Retirement Smith and Jennifer Scherer from Fredericksburg Fitness Studio. True wealth isn't just about finances, it's about maintaining a healthy body and a secure financial future. The Fitness and Finance Podcast is here to help you build strength in both areas, tackling financial strategies for retirement, while also discussing ways to stay active, healthy, and energized. Now let's get started with Fitness and Finance. Welcome to Fitness and Finance Radio. I am your co-host, Tony Shore. And you know what, kids? I am excited to be here. I am so excited. I get so excited when I see Jeff and Jennifer. I can't stand it. I love it.
Oh,
why am I so excited? And you still have that hat on every week almost.
I'm hopelessly a fan.
You are. Montreal, right?
Yes, big time.
Yeah.
CH. What does Montreal have to do with a C and an H, though?
So the H is for habachon, which is short, is long for habs. That's the French version.
Yeah.
Okay.
A hab is like a slang name for a Canadian. So the C is obviously for Canadian.
The entire time he's worn that on the show, since I've been doing the show with you guys, I didn't realize there was a team with that logo. I thought it stood for cool hat.
Ah.
And I thought he was just like very literal.
You're in Minnesota and you don't know the original
six hockey
team?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Man.
I have an original North Stars, Minnesota North Stars jersey.
I used to be a fan.
Yeah. Huge fan. Yeah. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
We have a great topic, a serious topic. But before we get too serious, how have you guys been? Jeff, I see you, and sometimes both of you, but I saw Jeff on a TV, on one of the Fox 5, right?
Yeah, I was addressing risk analysis and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were gracious enough to have me back, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they saw me once, and they're like, well, we'll put this guy back in.
Oh, people love you, Jeff. You know that. You guys are great. Yeah. You guys are great, and our listeners and viewers know that. I give Jeff a hard time because we've known each other for so long, but really, you guys are great.
Aww. Yeah, Jennifer makes that happen.
No.
She does.
She does.
She does. You gotta
we
have
all
some,
know that.
You got to have some eye candy.
We're all very clean.
And the funny thing is, though, Jeff, with the three of us, usually there's one person who's the eye candy. Yeah. I thought for a while it was me. Greatly delusioned, right? Turns out it was Jennifer
it's
the whole
Jennifer
time.
The whole time.
But then there's another person that's usually the brains.
Yeah.
But in this case, Jennifer's both
also the brains.
Yeah. Jennifer's the beauty and the brains of this operation.
We're just
no.
I'm just
here to eat apples.
I'm just a lump over here making fun of kale, usual.
You carry this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 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 I'm big enough to carry that weight. That's what I say.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our fans do love you, Tony.
Yes, they do.
They always
they're
like,
you're going to see Tony in person?
Oh, yeah.
We might have to get
no one said no one.
We may have to get autographs for Graham.
Oh, she loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, Graham.
Oh, my Graham.
Graham. You're a hit with Graham.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm a hit with all the grandmas. Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, we alluded to this in our last show, one of our previous shows, and it's come up before.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, my parents, it's been pretty tough for me because both my parents have Parkinson's, both are in long-term care. My dad really is fighting that move. He was in assisted living. We just moved him into long-term care. And he is a goer and a doer and a do-it-yourself. He built our house, did the wiring, the plumbing, everything, grew up on a farm, worked with his hands, loves that, has to get out and tinker with stuff. And now he's in long-term care, and that is not going well, as you can imagine for him.
Right.
And a lot of people, like you said, they want to do anything they can. You said yourself, you'd rather do anything to avoid spending 5 years, 10 years in long-term care. Even 2 years is 2 years too long.
Yeah.
And I see that with my parents. They're, it's hard because they're 3.5 hours away. There's really no way my wife and I are our living situation, and we both work full time.
Right.
So I'd like to be able to take care of them and have them age in place, but they didn't want to move from their area, and they know people at this home where they're at, which is good. But it's so isolating, and I hate to see him like that. It's hard. I'm an only child, which
our viewers can probably tell just by, oh yeah, spoiled rotten guy. Yeah. And I
always still can't get over the snowmobile for your birthday or something.
I got a snowmobile for my birthday a couple of different years. Like my old one got old and they made it. Yeah. A couple of times I got a snowmobile.
More than once you got a snowmobile.
Yeah.
Wow. Tony.
For Christmas. Once for Christmas. Once for my birthday. We are not the same.
Not the same.
But I always loved being an only child.
Yeah.
And I'll kick this, our topic off with this. And I thought it was great because I had a lot of friends and it really forced me to really go out and make friends with the neighbor kids and the school kids. And they'd come over. And so my cousins and I felt like brothers and sisters. We'd hang out a lot. So I didn't miss it at all. And people say, oh, don't you wish you had brothers and sisters? And I see brothers and sisters fight all the time. And I'm like, no. But now that I have to care for my aging parents, and I've said this before, but I wish I had three sisters. Because if I had three sisters, brothers are worthless when it comes to helping care for the aging parents. But if I had three sisters, I'd be able to just kick back, right?
Yeah.
But no, my parents did so much for me. I don't mind, and I owe it to them. And but it is stressful on all three of us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for me to see them like this.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I have extremes in my clientele. Right. So I have, I have people in the middle too, but there are people who like deny the existence of long-term care being an issue. They just, they can't, for whatever reason, they can't handle it. Like maybe they just think that it's just never going
to happen. Nobody wants
to
think about it, and or their own
sort of hoping that they just fall asleep and just not wake up one day.
Right. You know, that's everyone's dream. Isn't
right.
It?
Yeah. Right. But then I have other people. I have, clients and I'll change their names just for,
please but, do. Yeah. Don't.
But Sue and Bob, I went to their house one time and, you know, this is years and years ago. This is why I really do a lot of creative things because of them. Anyway, I'm there and I'm like, all right, guys, you know, we've worked through this plan and now we need to address long-term care. What do you know about long-term care? And, Sue said, you remember your sister and your mom and it was a big issue for her. Like it was a really, really big issue. She wanted to throw a bunch of money at it. She wanted to fix it, you know, make sure she's not a burden on her family, which is a big, big, big deal for her.
Yeah.
And Bob was like, we're not doing that. And he like just crossed his arms, you know, and I'd say, well, so Bob, what's your plan? What are you going to do if that happens?
He goes, right.
He goes, I have a pillow and I'm going to give it to Sue.
Oh, and no.
And Sue's just going to. I'll push that pillow down on my face.
Yeah,
like,
no.
That was literally like, and I mean, I couldn't stop laughing because, you know, he was obviously joking, but.
Hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Ultimately, this is.
And what you don't want to put your wife in that situation.
No.
I don't think Sue would have appreciated that idea either.
Yes, great. But anyway, thankfully, it didn't get to that. So there are companies out there. There are life insurance carriers out there who we work with. And I am a licensed insurance agent as well. So, and I'm not just a registered investment advisor, but in my past life, you know, before the RIA or the registered investment advisory firm, I still do offer insurance products.
Sure.
But we were able to provide a life insurance policy for Bob and on it had a rider, for chronic illness. We can't call it long-term care coverage. It's not, it's chronic illness.
Sure.
But you get. You know, if two out of six activities of daily living, you can't perform those things. The life insurance company gets a note from the doctor and says, where do we write this check? It's not a coordination of benefits, meaning most traditional long-term care policies, you have to get like a claim from the long-term care facility. And then it goes through a process and they sometimes deny it. Sometimes they don't. Then they ask for this and that. It's a pain. With life insurance carriers, they just write the check. They say, where do we send it? Send it to the client directly, and the client can decide what they want to do with that money.
So basically what that's doing, to clarify for our listeners and viewers, is you're talking about being able to access the death benefit of a life insurance policy while you're still alive if you need it for care, if you can't perform these activities of daily living, which is basically the definition of long-term care need.
Yeah.
And that's how long-term care facilities and other medical insurance companies determine officially long-term care. Can you do this, this, and this? If no, then you're basically needing long-term care.
Correct.
And in that instance, if you can't perform these two of these six daily activities or more, then you can access that death benefit early mm-hmm. and use it to pay for your
expenses.
Expenses. Yeah. And in this case, your expenses are probably just all to the long-term care facility.
But here's the beautiful thing. You can use it for home health. You can
It doesn't have to be a nursing home. It can be, it could be if you have a home health aide come in.
Exactly.
So you can age in place.
Right. And you have the independence still, you know? And I think that that's such a value, so much so. And I've seen this so long. I've been doing this for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Almost 25. I bought one myself.
You started when you were 10?
Yeah. I was 15.
Yeah. Because you look amazing.
This guy. I'm serious. I was so serious about it. I went as much as I possibly could get. And not only does it have the chronic illness, but it has critical illness, meaning that, you know, if you have like a heart attack, stroke, something, cancer, and you mm-hmm. walk away from that, there's a benefit for that. Like you actually get paid.
So you have that for yourself.
I do personally and the chronic illness.
Yep.
And terminal illness, there are policies that have really, really good living benefits that I think everybody should have.
Yeah.
And in Europe, you know, critical illness is a massive thing. That's like the number one, probably one of the top selling products. It's, you know, universally known, but it's not really a big thing here in the States, but it should be, you know.
It will be, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a really important thing. Some people, when they have a health scare, like a heart attack, they make massive changes in their life and say, geez, I really have to be committed to staying healthy, which is where kind of Jen's stuff starts, right? And the benefit of having a critical illness is that you sometimes get, you know, up to $250,000, $500,000. You don't have to go back to work right away. You can say, geez, I'm going to focus on my health for the next 3 months, 6 months, or whatever that looks like to you. Mm-hmm. Most companies have FMLA if it's a large enough company. So you can afford to take time and not lose your job if it's a covered illness. These are, you know, things that do happen to people. And we're seeing it younger and younger. We're seeing people having these issues, you know, 40s and 50s now, And so, but for us, I think the idea here is to be proactive, you know, get these coverages while they're cheaper. Don't wait till you're 65.
Yeah, the younger you get these coverages, the less expensive they'll be, and you can lock them in.
Yes.
Because if you wait until you already start to have health problems or you're not as healthy and you're older, it can end up costing you a lot more or not be available.
Right, or not be eligible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because isn't it loss of function that determines part of your rate?
So it's mortality and morbidity.
Right.
So you have those two issues that you have to qualify for, right? So, you know, the longer you wait, the harder it is and the more expensive it is. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I was in my 40s when I did it, early 40s.
Yeah.
And it was so, so worth it. Mm-hmm. And I now have that peace of mind that my kids will not be having to, or Jennifer, you know, not have to worry so much about, you know, what that looks like, certainly financially. But also, as you know, I never want to be a burden. I guarantee no one wants to be a burden to their children or their spouse, right? So,
of course.
So we want, you know, I think the deeper we love, the more we invest in these things, our health and our.
It's not just for yourself,
right?
It's really for your loved ones because if you need long term care, it's going to affect your children and grandchildren.
I always think about it this way: like that motivation. If you can't motivate yourself, that's one thing. But there are other people at play here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So being responsible and really loving, you know, every
your
time you get on that,
your children,
before you get on that treadmill, take a picture of your kids or your spouse and say, geez, this one is for them.
Yeah.
You know,
it's weird because I have a picture of you that I put up on my treadmill. I do it for Jeff.
Oh,
I do it for Jeff. In fact, speaking of that, before we go on,
I knew this was going to happen.
How do you explain this? I don't know if our viewers.
I'm not sure.
How do you explain?
Yeah.
What in the?
I mean, it's
world.
He's a painter.
I want to keep it clean, but when I first saw this, a couple of words just spilled out. And I'm a good Christian guy, but I'll tell you what. There's something. Did you pose for that painting? Or my goodness. At first I thought it was AI, and then I'm like, no, that's just
that's a work of art.
You know how I know that it is fake and AI?
Yeah.
Sleeves. Typically that would be a muscle shirt.
That's true.
Muscle shirt. I'm glad you saw that's your actual signature that is my on actual, there though.
That's how I sign paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
I hope they can see this at home. The kids at home can get a good long look at this picture of Jeff. but before we move on to Jennifer's portion, you touched on something there that I think my wife works in this field. She works for a company in Minnesota called Cassia Care, and they own a number of facilities for assisted living, long-term care. Her responsibility as director of recruiting is to hire for the company, for corporate and for all their sites. Had nurses, mainly nurses, medical staff, program directors. And she's been in that industry a long time. Her mom is in assisted living and needs long-term care. Both my parents are in long-term care. So we've got some experience here. But where we see it headed and where she sees it headed, and she goes to all the big conferences, is everybody wants to age in place. They want the home health care and have home health aides come in.
Right.
And I think with your wellness program and with a plan like that, that you can use money to get coverage for in-home care, it doesn't have to be a nursing home necessarily. Not everybody's going to be in that situation, but you know, we said, hey, you know, well, you can still get coverage. Well, you're young. We have a lot of viewers out there that aren't so young, possibly. But there are other things.
There are.
And so don't feel like it's too late for me, because there are a lot of strategies and you guys can get creative. But let's move on from the financial aspect to the health aspect. And what would you say, Jennifer, you can do for people in relationship to needing long-term care later in life? Maybe preventative?
Oh, for sure. So I think a lot of clients that Jeff works with lose function and independence. And it might start slow, where they might need just a couple hours of a home health aide, right?
Right.
But then they might then lose the ability to bathe themselves. And then instead of a couple hours managing medications, they might then need a half a day. And then you start adding up the cost of a half a day versus just being admitted to a skilled, you know, skilled level nursing home. I mean, it's an enormous difference in expense when you transition. And then I think about that in my seat. I'm like, well, wait a second. What about preventing all of that to begin with? Right? What would it have looked like if, when they started needing 2 hours a day of a home health aide, had they hired a medical exercise specialist to come in while they still had some function,
right,
before it started declining? Because I see it all the time.
We should talk about Fred too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we've
prolonged his.
We've worked with clients. I've grown very close to these clients, because it's over the course of many years. I mean, I've been doing this now for 18 years, and so I've had clients for 18 years.
Wow.
So you can imagine what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And so, about 12 years ago, a client, he was at that time, mid-70s, hired me for in-home medical exercise.
Oh, wow.
And at that time, he had great mobility. He was able to walk around his house. He was able to cook his own meals. You know, he was able to go out and eat at restaurants, you know, get in the car, drive. And over time, he started losing function. Even with, I was coming there twice a week. That was very difficult for me. I mean, he prolonged it as much as he possibly could. So that's an important point for me to make, is you're not, by investing in fitness and health and with medical exercise, you're not avoiding, you know, you're not like getting out of having a death at some point, right? But you're at least prolonging it. And he, I remember him saying, like, I'm so glad that I was able to see my grandchildren, you know, up to the point that he couldn't anymore. Like, he couldn't get out of bed at one point. But even at that point, I was coming. Even to the point where I was still having him do his exercises from his bed, you know, at least keeping his muscles active and working.
And just knowing that he had to look forward to that and that activity.
And it was
those exercises.
Yeah.
Keeps his mind more active and can prevent early onset of dementia or
for
Alzheimer's,
sure.
Right?
He used to tell me, he's like, Jennifer, you know, I look at this as an investment. I don't look at this as an expense. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's risk management. He literally would say that, because he was afraid of having a fall and he wanted to stay as strong as he possibly could. if everyone looked at it that way, could you imagine how much longer that they would have, you know, being independent?
Or staying healthy longer.
Or exactly, staying right. healthy longer. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily living longer, because if you live for 20 years in right. long-term right. care, quality that's not really living. Exactly. It's as long as you can maintain yeah. quality of life and mental stability yep. nowadays.
Yep. Yeah, right. exactly. But I think when it comes to taking care of your health, mm-hmm. there's an expense involved. It means it sure shopping is. Healthy foods.
Sure.
It means avoiding, you know, restaurants and eating out all the time. It means investing in a gym membership or getting equipment to have at your home right. or hiring a professional. But that investment in terms of the payoff
right.
is, to me, is a no-brainer.
Well, I think it is all relative, right? Yeah. I think you look at areas where, you know, and I think that we have to be aware that people's jobs matter too, what they do, right? So, you know, if they're blue-collar guys and gals, that's rough on the body from getting, you know, from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
But so is sitting behind a desk for 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so I think the thing is, right, is that it is directly what you put in, you mm-hmm. get out. It really is. Like, yeah, so maybe you're not going to use a boutique registered investment advisory firm like mine, but you could, you know, open up a brokerage account and educate yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you could get a gym membership at, you know, one of the cheap, the 24-hour yeah. fitness places that are $10 a month or whatever, and you know, learn some things,
yeah.
Develop. But you know, it is what you put in mm-hmm. and what you get out. And mm-hmm. and I definitely don't see it. I definitely have always seen fitness as an investment. As somebody who was 300 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and you know, told that if I didn't make a change, I would have to be on medication for the rest of my life, and you know, I saw that and that scared me.
Mm-hmm.
It scared me enough to say, I don't want this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not saying that people need to be scared into it, but, you know, I certainly was. And, you know, from my perspective, it shouldn't be that situation. It should be, geez, this is, you know, I have a good enough reason. Mm-hmm. I care about myself enough
mm-hmm.
or I care about my loved ones. So. Mm-hmm.
You know. And it has to be viewed as not necessarily an expense, but more of it is an investment, but it's beyond, it's more than that. It's like you're treating yourself to a level of care to extend your life. How do you put a price on that?
Right.
I mean, to me, it's like, okay, well, wait a second. I'm literally have the potential to prevent disease mm-hmm. through the foods I eat and through the way I treat my body mentally, physically, emotionally. Right? What sense does it make to not take on that level of care if you can at least, if that's within your means and you have the ability to do it?
Right. And imagine if you're really good at your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to do that as long as you possibly can?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. If you love your job.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, the thing is, right. So I'm saying it kind of sarcastically, but
right.
I mean, people put so much emphasis in one area of their life, right?
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. it's almost always noticeable really where they spend their focus, right? If it's their family, you can tell. They're all about their family. They're spending all their time with the family, developing them, being selfless in that respect. And a lot of times most people are selfless in what they do because they don't pay attention to themselves needing these types of things, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, for people who are really good at what they do, their work, you know, I imagine wanting to be at the top of my game for as long as I possibly can. I do. I want to be
mm-hmm.
the best I can be. But I had to take a step back years ago and say, geez, I need more balance in my life.
Yeah.
And those were the things that came up, right? I needed to, you know, have some mental, you know, freedom, some physical freedom, financial freedom, you know, and time freedom. And when you get those in alignment, when you start to get those things in the right proportion, you can have a very, very healthy life and retirement. You know, I think people are chasing something that isn't realistic, you know? So
yeah,
my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Somebody shut me up. Do something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a great experience. I mean, you went through that. I mean,
yeah.
Being that person and looking at your health. I mean,
yeah.
I look at myself and say, I got to get in shape or I'm going to be dead before I'm 30. You know, that's what I, right? So why does everyone laugh when I say that? But seriously, on this issue, especially when it comes to assisted living and long-term care, aging in place, planning ahead for it, and being prepared physically, mentally, and especially financially as well. I love how that's a part of what you do with your clients and people you work with. And I hate to even call them clients because they're family to you. And you talk about them on the show. It's family. And you really get to know them and care about them. And it shows. And I just think before we go, let's let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and give that web address where they can go contact you, set up consultations, or just ask questions. I know you and your team can give them a call back. You love to hear feedback, questions. You're more than happy to help. This is what you do. And this is why you're doing this, is to help others. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I mean, I know it's also the bonuses. It's fulfilling for both of you, right?
Yes.
And you get to work with me. So I just threw that in there.
Absolutely.
But yeah. But seriously, let our listeners and viewers know how they can get a hold of you.
So go online to fitnessfinancepro.com. And then from there, you'll be able to book the consultation, no obligation, with either Jeff or myself.
Or both.
Or both.
Both, hopefully.
Both.
Yeah. And you had brought up something. One more thing before we go. You brought up that you're going to start offering a retreat.
Yes.
And I love that idea.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to need to do that.
Yes.
We'll have we'll have to work out some contractual details of what I need. I have a pretty long rider that you guys are going to have to provide if I'm going to do this and spend the money. And if I spend the money and time.
Yeah.
I have to be.
We'll see what we can do to accommodate.
I'm sure you will. But that's great. And again, that web address is Fitness Finance Pro, or is it Fitness and Finance?
Fitness Finance.
Yeah, I had it right the first time. It's fitnessfinancepro.com. And great having you both again. You guys have a great show. I'm glad to be a part of it. I feel honored to be here, just gleaning the wisdom, just bathing and soaking in it each week. I love it. I love it. And listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Fitness and Finance Radio with our hosts, Jennifer Scherer and Jeff Smith.
Thank you for joining us for Fitness and Finance. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Jeff Smith at The Retirement Smith at 540-371-9777 or visit theretirementsmith.com. You can also connect with Jennifer Scherer at Fredericksburg Fitness Studio by visiting fbergfitness.com. Join us again soon for another episode of the Financially Fit Podcast.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.